Good morning.
Morning.
So for HR's budget, we are well below our figures this year so far, and we don't foresee any anticipated issues or concern going forward. Since our last HR report on 2/26, we have posted, interviewed, and hired 23 positions and 14 internal promotions and or transfers, as well as we are currently hiring 6 full-time positions and 1 part-time position. Points of interest, our turnover for 2024 so far is 9.27% or 23 positions, which is 4 positions higher than the first 5 months of last year this time. So workman's comp is, we kind of covered that a little bit more in detail when we very first got the numbers out at the first of the year. It remains at 0.87 for the rest of this year, which is great because it needs to be under 1% so we don't have an increase in our figures. And we just turned in all of our figures for our workman's comp just this last week for USIP and UAC to kind of make sure that we're on trend for that. We had a productive department head meeting last week and covered some URS changes as well as some fleet issues. It was good to kind of collaborate with all the department heads. So we're anticipating and hoping to have that at least once a quarter so we can kind of all be on the right track, Christensen, in the landfill. And then celebrating 10 years is Curtis Crawford, which I wanted to cover because it's important even though he is retired. He missed that 10-year mark by just a hair, but we're going to give him credit because he did such great things for Council on Aging. He is very much so missed, especially now going in there and seeing firsthand all of the things that he did on a daily basis. It's just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So I've got to kind of cover some of his expenditures from last year, and it was just great how detailed he was. So I really appreciate hindsight really is hard because I wish I could tell him every day how great he did. But I also kind of wanted to mirror your response as far as Thane. He's really helped me out in that. So any questions for me? That was very quick, but
nothing. So as you're putting out job openings, mm-hmm. aren't you seeing more people apply?
We've gotten an influx. It's been quite surprising. The part-time positions were getting more people apply than the full-time, which is a
That's
big shift
really
from
weird.
What we've had in the past, but we have gotten 20 and 30 applicants per job, which except for the really high skilled, we're having some real difficulty in the attorney's office trying to get anybody to apply for that position. We may have to really address that, but everywhere else the administrative assistant positions seem to get some pretty good feedback for, and even the landfill we're getting a little bit more than we have in the past.
We're just going to clone Sam.
I know, right? That'd be so nice.
Hire Candace.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that one's been difficult. But everyone else, we've actually gotten some pretty good feedback for. So, yeah.
That's good.
Great. Well,
our county's
This will be my third time retiring.
That's right. Well,
it's twice the husband and half the money.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
And his ears must be burning because he's calling me right
probably.
Now.
Probably.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.